Chris, how you doing?
Good, good, thanks. How are you?
Just getting back into the swing of things at the rink with everybody. You know, you guys, the AHL started about a month later. Only one preseason game. What's it like getting into the season this quickly?
It's good to get a game in before the regular season kicks off. It's definitely been a long time. I think it's like 10 and a half months now since the last one. So it's good to get in there and get a game in before things really kick off here.
Good.
Tony.
Yeah, hey Chris, how's it going?
Yeah, Bill.
I know it's sort of been a long wait for a lot of guys. How challenging was it for, as a defenseman for you guys, sort of you're pivoting and getting back into the swing of things? I know sometimes the preseason could be, that's where the breakdowns occur because, the system and stuff. How did you feel that you guys managed that tonight?
I thought there was a lot of good things out there. We've had a good couple weeks of practice and video and going over systems and everything like that, trying to get it dialed in. But I thought we did a pretty good job of executing most of them tonight. Like everything, there'll be some teaching clips coming out of any preseason games. But for the most part, there was a lot of good things out there.
And then just what you thought of your new D partner. I know he's a young guy, Wyatt Wiley. What was the communication like out there? And you sort of see you guys, sort of gelling.
Yeah, he's a great guy and a good player for sure. Communication is huge, especially when it's a younger kid, just trying to talk to him as much as I can. But he was great out there today for his first taste of pro. So looking forward to playing with him here.
All right, thanks.
Thanks.
Amy?
Thanks. Hi, Chris. Can you just walk us through that goal with Sushko coming out of the box and the patience that he showed and just walk us through that goal for you?
Yeah, it was a good hunt on the puck coming out of the box, and like you said, it was incredible patience. He waited for quite a while, and good job from Cal. Driving the net there, kind of sucked two guys with him, so it left me open, and was lucky enough to get a bounce back on my stick to finish that.
With the Penguins having a preseason game of their own earlier this week, did it take it? It seemed like it took maybe the first half of the first period for you guys as a group to really get your skates under you. Is that kind of what you were feeling? And then it seemed from there, particularly that really strong penalty kill that you guys had in the first period, it really picked up after that.
Yeah, for sure. It's been a while since most of us have played a game of hockey, so it definitely took a couple shifts at least to get your kind of game legs back underneath you and get a feel for things again. But yeah, the penalty kill did a good job today, and power play generated some good chances as well. But definitely kind of use that as a momentum to roll from there.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bob Rotruck.
Wait a minute. There, you can hear me now. Okay. Chris, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Good. You've had 2 weeks of practice here just waiting for your games, and we had a couple of, false starts almost where we thought we were about to play, and instead you're doing another practice. This many practices before you get to play any games at all, it can kind of get old real fast. This is a tough stretch. You guys, I assume, were really geared up just to get to play and somebody else and hit somebody else.
Yeah, definitely good to get a game in. Like you said, it was a good 2 weeks. It was good to get a lot of young new guys, so to kind of get a feel for the systems and practice first. But yeah, you definitely want to get some practice with that in the game situation like we did tonight. So yeah, it was exciting to be back out there after a good 10 and a half months.
You mentioned getting your legs going in your first couple of shifts. I mean, even with all the practices that and you've got a whole big group here. You've got scrimmages, but it still isn't the same as games. The intensity is just and the way it feels in your legs and your lungs, it is different.
Yeah, for sure. The compete's a little bit different when you're battling and checking guys that aren't on your same team. You try to simulate that as much as you can in practice without getting at each other too hard. So it's a little different playing in a game, but certainly it doesn't take long to kind of build up to that. And as the season progresses and you get into in the normal situation, playoffs and stuff like that, it kind of builds as the season goes as well.
What have the last 10 months or so, you know, off and on been like for you? Did you go back home to Canada? What you know, and trying to train and all of that? What have you been doing?
Yeah. I was back home a little bit north of Barrie, Ontario. Just trying to get in as many skates as I could while the rinks were open there and training and trying to stay ready. Just kind of waiting for that call. So it was nice to get it and to get to start up here again.
You're trying to stay ready and wait for the call, but you don't know exactly if or when the call is going to become coming. You know, now you're finally doing it. I mean, a couple of months ago, we weren't sure if we would be to this point. How happy are you to just get to say we're actually doing this again? You know, you don't take it for granted anymore, I guess.
For sure. Thrilled. We're very, really fortunate to be able to come here and to be back in Lehigh and to play these games. It's something that we all love to do, and to be able to get to do that again is huge. And it's good for the mind, for the lungs again, and for everything to kind of to get back out there and to be competitive again.
It was good for me too. And it was good to see you out there, Chris. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
Patrick.
Yeah, Chris, thanks for doing this. Just being back out on the ice after 10 months, do you have to guard against the tendency to try to do too much? You got too much energy going?
Yeah, for sure. You kind of want to try and get every little aspect of the game out sometimes as quick as you can. You know, you want that first hit, that first shot, that first play, and you got to kind of keep yourself in check for sure, and make sure you're sticking to your fundamentals and what you do kind of progress your game forward.
Thanks.